the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Hey, welcome back. It is Will O'Callaghan in for Matt Cooper on this Monday. And Gary Gannon, of course, the TD for Dublin Central for the Social Democrats, he published an article on the Journal last week which described his walk home from Leinster House, detailing the crimes that were taking place on the streets in Dublin. Some of the concerns that he raised included open drug dealing, addiction, Gardaí being overwhelmed, and tourist impressions of our main streets as well. Gary, welcome to the programme.
Well, thanks for having me on. Good evening to your listeners.
Look, I'd imagine, having read your article at the tail end of last week, my first thought was, obviously, that was a day where you were maybe keeping your eyes peeled for what was happening around the north inner city and your walk back from the south inner city. But is this something that you would have noticed more regularly, or was this a particularly bad day when you decided to document it?
This was... Look, I'm never surprised by what I find in the city centre. You know, I've walked through it most days and inevitably you do see open drug dealing. You see, sometimes you see more than that, sometimes you see on-street violence. But this particular day, and it's actually been happening the last couple of weeks, it just seemed like it had gotten worse. You know, on that particular evening, there was people in the throes of addiction in doorways. O'Connell Bridge, which I had noticed for the last couple of weeks, seemed to be unpoliced. There had been just what say was about four different gangs of youths, young men particularly, on the bridge. They weren't just clearly openly selling drugs. You know, they were looking intimidating. They were screaming at each other. And I suppose it just got me, it didn't only get me thinking. I mean, there's also an element of shame attached to myself because I'm a public representative who represents Dublin city centre. And I mean, there's an element that I was like, well, I should be doing more here. I should be doing more. Now, going home and writing a piece of the journal is not the extent of what I should be doing. But it just gave a sense that, like, somebody had to cry out. I felt that was probably me in that instance. It's something that I'm highlighting and calling for action every single week of the year and haven't been done for years, which has led to different things like task forces. I chaired the Oireachtas Committee on Drug Use, but it just seemed like that was a moment in which I just felt that we'd lost control of the city. And look, what I'm explaining is not going to be too much surprise to any of your listeners who walks through O'Connell Street, but it just felt like the grip had been tightened by those who were using the streets to for nefarious reasons, and those who were using the streets basically because they had nowhere else to be. And about the combination of both of those two things really got me. You know, the interaction that I seen between a guard and a person in the throes of addiction just there at the shop just off O'Connell Bridge. You know, there's always people there, but the guard basically only being able to say, move along, you're in breach, your bail orders, kindly, clearly wasn't going to be in any way helpful. And it just, you know, I'm somebody who's a bit of a thinker. I'm obviously somebody who wants to do more. But that particular day, I actually just felt like I needed to let people know, look, I see this too. I'm not happy with this. I think we can be better. And yeah, it was in the context of a lot of different things. I released a report in relation to decriminalisation of drug use the week before that. I suppose it's more in my head than it would normally be. But that particular day just felt like things had got out of control. I will say, in the almost week that's passed, there's been Gardaí on O'Connell's Bridge now, actually, since that happened. So, I mean, maybe one good thing came out of it.
Yeah, it's one of those things. This has been an argument, I think, for a long time. I used to live in the north inner city about 20 years ago, and the argument always was, well, look, Store Street Garda Station, one of the biggest Garda stations in the entire city, is just around the corner from a main hub, which would come all the way back around by O'Connell Street, O'Connell Bridge, which you've just mentioned there now. Like, how important is actual visible policing in that area?
Actual visible policing is vitally important around that area. But you have to remember, I have a lot of sympathy for Store Street Garda Station and the guards who are in there. They're asked to do a job that's unlike any other Garda station, really. Probably except of Pearse Street, the other two guards station that's close. I mean, they're asked to police a residential city centre area, and then they're asked to police a commercial city centre area. And they're two very different forms of policing. At the same time, we obviously had the EU presidency going on. There's any number of events around the city where guards almost turn into event control police. Look, we ask so much of our Gardaí in the city centre that I actually don't think they are, it's commensurate with their responsibilities. You know, a guard stopping to speak kindly to a person in the throes of addiction who's been sent out of the court and banned from the city centre, it's probably not the job that a person signed up to do when they became a Gardaí. I think all of us, would, including that Gardaí, would like to see that person getting a a better intervention, a health intervention. I also think there's a job of work that we could be giving youth workers and people who I'm calling violence disruptors at this point, people who maybe have a relationship with some of the younger men around the city centre. I think we're asking too much of our Gardaí when it comes to the problems of Dublin city centre. I think there's failures of planning, there's failures of health intervention, there's dereliction there. There's all sorts of issues, and those young guards who are I seeing on my walk home, they're never going to be able to solve all that we ask of them.
Yeah, but look, when you mention young people as well, probably what's quite striking about all this are the amount of youths that are involved in the open drug dealing that you spotted along the way, kids on e-scooters, kids kind of openly moving drugs on the streets here.
But that's such an insidious problem. I mean, the e-scooters I'll be in the Dáil this week possibly talking about e-scooters. I also can't separate the fact. So some of those kids are below the age of 15. There is some adult putting those drugs into their hands, paying for the e-scooter, send them around on the streets to sell. And look, we have new laws in the statutes for the last 3 years when it comes to the coercion of young people into crime. There's only been 17 people who have been investigated under those laws at the moment. I actually don't think we've seen even one prosecution. The whole thing is just so big, vast, complex. But I do feel that as a state, we've almost ceded the streets. We have task forces that have been announced. But I mean, the problems are not new. The solutions are not exactly kind of unicorns. It does require high visibility guard of policing. It does require youth diversion programs. It does require health responses for people in the throes of addiction. I mean, the people who we're seeing on O'Connell Street in addiction, I mean, they're not the same as the people in nightclubs or in any other part of the country taking cocaine. These are people who are genuinely either intravenous drug users, they're smoking crack cocaine. They are an incredibly vulnerable cohort that require intensive intervention, detox, recovery, trauma support. And I mean, it's quite clearly not available. And in the absence of that, what we have is courts sending these people back out onto the streets and Gardaí trying to enforce bail orders because they're not allowed to be in their throes of addiction at that particular street. It's all just, it's so frustrating because it's a city I absolutely love. It's still a place that I would be every day of my life and will be every day of my life. But I just feel that in the absence of any sort of real coordinated strategy that's front-loaded absolutely with Gardaí, but also front-loaded with addiction nurses and treatment facilities, that we're just getting, it just keeps getting worse.
Do you feel then that there's probably a requirement for perhaps more supervised injection centres, like Merchant's Quay basically carries all the load at the moment?
Go beyond that.
Okay.
I'd go beyond supervised injection facilities. I think there's a requirement for supervised consumption facilities.
Right.
So if you take the injection facility down on Merchant's Quay, that's only available to a very small cohort of intravenous drug users. The majority of drug users in the city centre at the moment are smoking crack cocaine. They're not going to be able to avail of that. I think we need consumption rooms. Look, if people are going to be in the throes of addictions, the very minimum we can do if we're not going to solve the people who are selling it to them is actually give them a space where they can take their drugs. When they come around, there's probably somebody who can put a cup of tea in their hand and start the process of trying to get them off the drug that they're taking that's clearly destroying not only their body, their mind and their life. And look, at this point, Merchant's Quay has clearly worked. It was a controversial idea when it was first proposed 10 years ago. It's been opened 18 months now. Not a single person has died in there. But also many of the businesses who previously opposed the plan actually say this works better. So I think we need consumption rooms. But it's not just consumption rooms where people can take their drugs. It's the places where when they come out of the haze of the drugs, they can be given the support they need to try to get them off it. Because at the moment, I mean, all we're doing is putting our fingers in the dam when we say that we're going to have more guards on the street this weekend, and eventually a problem will move somewhere else and we have to move the guards up the street again. We really do need a really intensive several year program of engagement with the people in the doorways and absolutely going after the people who are selling the drugs. I'm not opposed to that in any way, shape or form, but it just seems at the moment our guards, what we ask of them is to solve a very complex issue by essentially moving it from one part of the street up for 100 yards to a different part of the street.
I was just thinking, so when it comes to regeneration within the city as well, that area that you would have walked by, we're talking about a few casinos, we're talking about vape shops all over the place as well. For an area that should be really prominent right in the middle of the city, at the moment it feels quite run down and there's nothing overly attractive about those shops, is there?
Well, every single part of the street. So, I just live off Mount Joy Street, so I walk up that road most days. Every single part of the street has a form of transaction or exploitation built into it. So you take the casinos, the vape shops, the drug dealing. There is a transaction and an exploitation that's just built into the street, and that creates a sense of like, what is this for? And it's, Dublin should never only be about tourists. That's, it should be about the people who live, work, and also want to visit. But O'Connell Street, it's just so poorly designed, so poorly planned, given the extent of small little vape shops, casinos. And I know there is a new gambling regulation bill coming in towards the end of the year that is going to enable local authorities to probably torn down casinos when they're being proposed. But it just needs to happen fast. And I know that the government have a task force that's now being headed by Robert Watt for O'Connell Street, well, for the city centre. But we don't need another 2 or 3 years of people in suits talking about streets that they don't really walk on. We actually just, we need action, intervention. It needs to be intensive. It is going to cost money in the first 18 to 24 months, but we need a pathway out of what O'Connell Street is at the moment. And we need people with vision that are going to be held to account for it. So I do believe there should be more role for a local city centre councillors, both North Inner City, South Inner City. There should be a better role for the TDs who've been elected to represent this area. Look, in 3 years' time, I'm going to stand again in front of the people of Dublin Central. They could rightly turn around to me and say, well, what have you done to make this street better? I don't just want to say, well, I wrote an article for the Journal. I want to be able to say, well, actually, I got in a room with the Minister for Justice, the Minister for Health. But unfortunately, opposition and government politics doesn't allow that. So all we can do is just keep voicing, talking, and agitating and lobbying for people to take an interest in the street.
I do appreciate your point that obviously this is well, our priority really should be about the people that are living and have their businesses around this area more so than tourists. But the reality is that O'Connell Street is a bit of a hub for transport coming into the middle of the city. It is one of those venues that, you know, tourists will hear about before they come in. It's the main street within the capital city. And like, the reality here is looking at Lonely Planet, they're saying it's a troubled street with visible drug use. Over that period, what would you like to see change about O'Connell Street then?
I'd like to see, so I mean, obvious solutions. I'd like to see people living on O'Connell Street. So we just bought the Carlton, the state just bought the Carlton Cinema site last week. It was announced the day after I put that article in the journal.ie. I'd actually like to see, a blowout is going to be the Metro, absolutely brilliant when it happens. But above it, I'd like to see housing for frontline service workers like guards, teachers, nurses. I would like to see the state going in and giving below cost rent for people we asked to serve the city. And on GPO, for example, let's not be talking anymore about getting office blocks. We've tons of office blocks. Let's have that as some form of a civic museum for Dublin, for the Republic, a women's museum, a children's museum, fill it with activity. I'd like to see a cultural corridor, the length and breadth of O'Connell Street from Trinity College all the way up to what will be the National Library. I would like to see absolutely more Gardaí, but I would like to see every person in the doorway having a treatment plan that's followed up. I mean, we should be able to know them by names, having a treatment plan for them that we can follow up with intensive engagement. These are all the things that, like, it does require people who have a little bit of vision and who are going to be held accountable for the city. Like, so I know Robert Watt is going to be fronting this new task force. Great, but unfortunately, Robert Watt will never face an electorate. I would like to see people empowering politicians who've been elected to represent these communities given a role by which we can make them better. And if we fail, at least the people get to hold us to account for that in 3 years' time.
And Gary Gannon, of course, the Social Democrat TD for the Dublin Central area.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.